Welcome to another episode of Toonami Therapy, and this time we're going to go through all the shows that aired in 2017. Rather than, you know, just doing what aired last week, because nothing aired last week, unless it was, unless you count, a Cowboy Bebop marathon. It was a Cowboy Bebop marathon, I think?
Yes, it was.
Okay, okay. I couldn't remember if that was this week or the previous week or the next week or... Anyway... So, before we get into it, though, I guess I might as well, because on the old, go over what we sort of came up with, what both of our, favorite lists were for last year for, I don't know, comparison for this. So mine, so listing, top to bottom for, me, I said it last time, but I'll say it again this time. One Piece, Hunter x Hunter, One Punch Man, Akame ga Kill, JoJo's Bizarre Adventure, Samurai Champloo, Dragon Ball Z Kai, Naruto Shippuden, Gundam Iron-Blooded Orphans, Dimension W, and Parasite. For you, it was Akame ga Kill, Hunter x Hunter, Samurai Champloo, Parasite, One Piece, JoJo's Bizarre Adventure, One Punch Man, Naruto Shippuden, Iron-Blooded Orphans, Dimension W, and Dragon Ball Z Kai.
Yeah, I don't know how I put Parasite so high.
I think you said you just kind of, I think you just like empathized with some of the characters, something like that.
Yeah,
I was surprised by that also when you told me that back then. Well, we'll see if there are any more surprises this time, because we're going to go through all the all 14 of the shows that aired on Toonami, not counting Cowboy Bebop, I don't know if there were anything else that was the reruns, aired on Toonami. Our picks from worst to best.
And mine are in tiers. So there's the shows I hate tier, there's the shows I dislike tier, the shows I like tier, and the shows I love tier. So those four tiers separate my shows.
Okay. So I guess I might as well just beforehand explain what the things are so everyone can know. The shows that we're counting as having aired are Season 2 of Attack on Titan, Episodes 1 to 44 of Dragon Ball Super, Episodes 99 to 143 of Dragon Ball Z Kai, Season 1 of Ghost in the Shell, not the 7 episodes that have aired this year of Season 2 because of inability to watch it for some of them, Hunter x Hunter 33 to 77, JoJo's Bizarre Adventure Episodes 11 to 26 of the first season, and 1 to 18 of the Season 2, or 11 to 44 overall, Lupin the Third Part 4, Episodes 1 to 23, Mobile Suit Gundam Iron-Blooded Orphans, Episodes 26 to 34, the entirety of Mobile Suit Gundam Unicorn Re:0096, Naruto Shippuden 140 to 184, One Piece 374 to 384, Outlaw Star 1 to 15, Samurai Jack all of Season 5, and all of Tokyo Ghoul. So, just so you know, just so that if you come upon this in, like, a year or two and are wondering, gee, I don't know what aired back then. Now you know. Yeah. Okay. Oh, one other quick note I suppose I should mention. Lupin the Third is actually an annoying one because there's only 3 episodes of it left, and of course an ending can make or break a series, so we're going to just be scoring it for where it is now, but, when after the last episode airs, I think we'll just briefly discuss if that would like move it up or down on our rankings for the year. So
yep.
Tune in 3 episodes to find out that. All right, that's everything. So what we're going to be doing, I believe, is one of us will say our pick for the 14th, and the other will give it for that, and then the first person will go back to the 13th, and we'll just continue like that.
Yeah.
Okay, and I just realized I have no idea who should be going first. So, one sec, random.org, do your magic. Okay, so I picked from 1 to 2, and it said 1, but I just realized I didn't actually think of who would be 1 and who would be 2. So, alphabetically, I'm Michael, you're Tommy, so that's M and T. I'm 1 then, okay.
Okay,
T, that's you. You want to go first then?
Yeah, I'll go first.
Okay.
So for so number 14, the worst so, which which is more of a build up for me than the best so is, I didn't watch much of Samurai Jack, but even so, my worst so is Tokyo Ghoul. There is no contest. Tokyo Ghoul is so bad that there's not a single positive thing I can say about it. And even though I barely watch Samurai Jack, I would rather watch Samurai Jack than Tokyo Ghoul. So Tokyo Ghoul is my worst so by far.
Okay. Okay. I was wondering, I expected you would either pick that or a different or a particularly other show. I knew Tokyo Ghoul would be one of your bottom two, but I didn't know if it would be at the bottom. For me, however, it is my number 14 lowest pick is Mobile Suit Gundam Unicorn Re:0096. I mentioned that because I have heard, again, that if you watch them in the original presentation before it was sort of cut up and I think some stuff added in to make it to this one, it's better. Maybe that's true, but the version we did watch was pretty bad. I can remember so little of what happened because I just found it so dull. Like, the most redeeming thing I can say about it, really, is that really funny, goofy recap thing they had in the final episode. That was actually really good, but unfortunately that's not enough to save it from the lowest point. So, okay. Yep, you can go on.
All right, next up is Samurai Jack. Samurai Jack isn't an anime, so it's kind of in its own position here. But yeah, I tried watching it. It did not interest me in the least bit. It was very cliche. It was just there was really not much interesting about it. It isn't as bad as Tokyo Ghoul, which I hated with a passion, but I still don't find anything positive about Samurai Jack, and I don't understand its popularity. So, yeah, that's why I'm going with Samurai Jack.
Okay. Next for me, number 13, Tokyo Ghoul. I didn't care for that one either. I think I liked it more than you. Did, but it's still pretty low. It's above Gundam Unicorn in that I at least had a small level of... I, to at least a small extent, cared about what was going on. Not to say I cared much, but I had... But that's more attachment than I ever had for Gundam Unicorn. So, Tokyo Ghoul, it's just... It's pretty dull. It's... just not that interesting. I have heard that the anime is a pretty bad adaptation of the manga, so maybe the manga is a lot better. But again, I'm just judging by what I saw, and Tokyo Ghoul just not very good, and just kind of just to make sure it kind of stays low. Like, the last episode is mostly just a filler thing about a character who died, who didn't actually die in the manga, which makes me wonder what they're going to do if they have a third season of the show.
So does not deserve even two seasons.
Okay. All right, so that's for me. 13, Tokyo Ghoul.
Okay, so next, we've got show number 12. Again, in shows I hate, this would be Mobile Suit Gundam Unicorn. The reason why it is so high on my list, because it's so far up there. It's so far up there because I love the opening theme song. And that is the one and only thing I like about Gundam Unicorn. I love that theme song to it, and I don't like a single other thing about it. But since it actually had something worth listening to, that's why it comes in third to last.
Okay. So for me, number 12, this one is Mobile Suit Gundam Iron Blooded Orphans for the season two. It was, this was originally, I was planning to have it a bit higher, but what happened, but it got, it would have been a little higher if not for, and actually there's several shows on my list that I'm going to say similar things for. It would have been higher if not for blank. In this case, it's if not for that, like, sort of trilogy of episodes focusing on a bunch of characters on Earth that we didn't really know much about, didn't really care much about, and then either died or were written off the show afterwards, making the whole thing feel completely pointless. And when, especially considering, you know, there were like 8 or 9 episodes of the show that aired that year. We're talking about a third of the show that aired feeling like that. That brought it down. It wouldn't have been high up if not for this, but it would have been higher. And that's what made it, for me, third from the bottom, number 12.
Okay. All right. So, we're on to the next one.
Yeah, number 11, I think.
Okay. Yeah. No, number 12.
No, wait, I thought we just did 12. Yeah, we did 14, 13, 12.
Okay, never mind. All right. So, my pick for number 12, 11?
11,
I don't know.
11, you're on 11. 12 was Unicorn, right?
I should have numbered these. Whatever. Fourth from the bottom in shows I hate, Mobile Suit Gundam Iron Blooded Orphans. So this series has a couple of characters who are kind of memorable, which makes it, well, at least there's characters I care about, but unfortunately the show is just tied down in such a political plot that not, and I don't mean like propaganda. I just mean like the politics of Mars or wherever they live. And it's too difficult for someone of my intelligence to understand. So I wish that the show was more either character oriented or action oriented, but instead it's always just down to these politics between characters, and it's just, I don't know, I don't find it interesting. So it is the final one of the shows that I hate.
Okay. And for the, well, I didn't really put them in categories like you did, but for the final one of my corresponding bottom four would be Samurai Jack, which I liked more than you did, but this was, I guess, the ending really brought this down for me, because the ending is not good. Like, it just takes something that was from Gurren Lagann, which was already kind of controversial from that show, and basically just does everything about it worse. But what honestly annoys me, and this is something that I don't think would have really affected you, is going into this, I wasn't like a big fan of Samurai Jack. I had seen a decent number of episodes from the first four seasons, and I thought it was an okay show, like not amazing, but I was interested in it enough to be invested to say, okay, I want to see Jack succeed. I want to see him defeat Aku and all that other stuff. And then we just kind of get this and season five just didn't really deliver for me. It just sort of introduced a bunch of new I don't want to go through everything, but basically it just feels like a lot of stuff in here wasn't ever really planned originally to be towards the end, but due to the lengthy hiatus, they just added stuff in that I think weakened it. That's just basically it. It's just like the conclusion that I found so lack luster. And like I said, I and on the whole, I thought the season was a step down from the previous episodes. Maybe that's just me, but I did like, I do still like the earlier episodes more, but it's, I don't know. It just, I'm repeating myself here, so I'll shut up, but it's just that ending really hurt things for me. And I thought it was also a bit of a step down from what the show was like before. I keep hearing people like say also, well, it was, of course the ending was rushed. They didn't have enough episodes. And I'm just thinking, well, maybe you could have had a concluding story that wouldn't have required more episodes than you were, than you had. Okay. That's done with that.
Okay. Okay, you still still there? I'm sorry.
Yeah, I'm still there. I thought you were going to go on and give the
I'm sorry. I'm just acting. I'm sorry. I was okay, I'll be honest with you. I just got for Christmas one of those Super Nintendo, tiny Super Nintendo things. Mm-hmm. You heard of them?
I think so.
Yeah, I was playing that, so I was playing Super Mario World. So while you were saying that last part, I was fireballing Iggy Koopa into the fire lake, and I got distracted because I couldn't get him in. Every time I tried fireballing, then the thing would tilt and it would go the other way. Okay, I'll stop playing and get serious now that we're getting the shows that I have at least some sort of like for. I call this shows I dislike. Not that I really dislike these shows, but I dislike the fact that they are taking up spots of what could be better shows. So Dragon Ball Z Kai is my next one. Now, why do I dislike it? Well, it's simple. It's just that Dragon Ball seems to be so cheesy and so, I don't know, so cliche that I'd rather see a different show. But it has its moments. It is funny at times. Mr. Satan is pretty fun. There's some other good characters like Bulma, but overall, it's not one of my favorites.
Okay, for me, number 10 would then be Naruto Shippuden. I think looking at like the big plot involving Pain, I like in the present, I'm talking about the fight that on the whole was pretty decent. Some parts were kind of padded out, but unfortunately what really does hurt things is how much is there's a lot of filler and most of it was not very good, which is the which brings it down. There's also the fact that I don't know, I going into this, I think it was also just, you know, some things kind of were padded out and that I think would have worked better otherwise. I just feel like it's so hard to say much about Naruto because I just thought it was just okay. Really. And that's where it is for me. Number 10, you know, good enough that I don't have big problems with it like I did for the previous ones, but it still doesn't really have that much that I really enjoyed. And it did still have one of the stupidest bit of filler episodes I have ever seen, where the whole plot would be solved if someone just told Naruto why they were chasing after him.
Oh, it sounds like Star Wars The Last Jedi.
I wouldn't know. I haven't seen that yet.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh. No, it's fine. I mean, that's not really a spoiler. So.
Okay. Number nine. I should put numbers next to these. Dragon Ball Super. Dragon Ball Super, everyone talks about how great it is, but to me, it's just another arc of Dragon Ball. It's not really anything special. At the same time, it isn't bad. It's just I'd rather see something else than having to see an hour of Dragon Ball every night. if Dragon, I mean, I guess they can't really choose between the two shows, but I don't know. I like some of the plot lines. I think some of the stuff is funny, but then sometimes it just drags, especially anytime Goku's fighting. That's probably the most boring part, is when Goku's fighting, because you always know he's going to win. So what's the point of him even fighting? So, yeah.
Well, Dragon Ball Super. Actually did lose to Hit, sort of.
Technically, yeah. Kind of, sort of. Yeah. But that's what I have.
Okay. So that was 9. All right. Well, from my pick, it's what you had, not for this one, but for the previous one, Dragon Ball Z Kai. It's, I put it a little higher than Naruto because, I don't know, I think, like, some of the humor landed a bit better for me. But on the whole, it does have some of the same, and I think I kind of got a little more into the characters. But still, the biggest issue with this, I find, is it just feels like there's a lot of episodes where I just don't feel like that much happened. And recently, like, how many episodes has Gohan just been sitting there and having the guy power him up? That's all he's been doing. He's just been sitting there while the guy powers him up, and occasionally we get a funny joke or two out of that, which I guess is something, but... But, yeah, that's just another one I feel like I have trouble saying much about. It's just an okay show.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I'm almost like phoning in all these, and yet I'm thinking I'm going to have so much to say about some of the higher up stuff.
Okay. All right. So we are now on the shows I like. So this tier is basically shows that I have some positive feelings about, but at the same time, they aren't my favorites. So we start out with Ghost in the Cell. Ghost in the Cell has many of the same problems as Mobile Suit Gundam Iron Blooded Orphans, but it has interesting characters. It has some humor to it. It has some good plot lines. It's not
it
all
has
bad.
It has the Tachikoma.
Yeah, it has Tachikomas. So, yeah, ultimately, Ghost in the Cell, while it has problems, I still like it. So, yeah, that's my pick for number 8.
Okay, my pick for number 8 is Dragon Ball Super. And this, honestly, because this would have been a bit higher for me, actually, because I actually did enjoy a lot of this. And I feel like there was some good humor. I thought, you know, the fights were maybe not the greatest, but still interesting. I kind of interested with the characters. The biggest problem is that the first half or so of it, the ones that are adapting the two movies, are so horribly paced. Just like I said, what they do is they take 5 minutes of a movie and then pad it out to a full episode over and over in those. So since I have to judge it by how the whole thing was this year, that dropped it down a bit for me. This probably would have been one spot higher if the whole thing had been of the quality of the second half of it. But that does bring it down a bit. But there still was some good comedy. I did largely enjoy things. And so I definitely did. Yeah, that's pretty much it. As long as we don't go back to the sort of like completely padded adaptation of a better movie that we did at first. I think this might end up being a little higher next year if we do this again.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So my next pick for number 7 is Naruto Shippuden. So our lists so far have been almost identical. Naruto, I do like it because I like a lot of the characters, but most of the characters I like never get any screen time. It's usually just Naruto and everyone saying how great he is. And there's so much about Pain that it was a pain, you know? And I like the show. It could be a lot better if it was more like it was in the first series pre-filler. But there's just way too much filler in it and bad filler at that. But it has its moments, like the Hinata confession episode. That was pretty fun. Well, maybe not fun, but it was touching. So, and I didn't mind that episode with Tenten because that was like the first time in Naruto history Tenten did anything. So, it falls at number 7 on my list, which is like right in the middle.
I mean, I didn't really dislike it that much either. It's just such a case of, oh, she did something relevant. It's filler.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So, number 7. One Piece. This is another case of this would have been a little higher if not for something. And that's the fact there were only 11 episodes that aired this year before it was taken off. So, and unfortunately, the last 3 episodes were filler, and they were not, I enjoyed them less than the previous episodes by a considerable amount. Well, the last one was okay, but where it was just Brooke, you know, like doing wacky antics trying to help out the crew. But the 2 before that with the Foxy Pirates were like just such a noticeable down grade. And again, only when that's like a fifth of the thing, that does drop it down a bit. But setting those aside, the rest was pretty good. We started, I think, just after Moria was beaten, and then, you know, they had, oh, I can't even remember his name, and I feel really stupid for it. Like Bartholomeo, Kuma, something like that. That fight was actually interesting, and the whole Binx's Brew song was really great. It's just a fun song. That song's on my playlist. It wasn't quite as good as the previous year, but, you know, it's sort of like the epilogue of the arc. So, of course, it's not quite as good, but it still was good. It still was enjoyable. For the most part, even it did suffer, like I said, from the episodes towards the end being a bit weaker. But that's only enough to knock it down to this spot, not to knock it down further. It was still pretty enjoyable.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. So my number 6 shows I like goes to Attack on Titan. So Attack on Titan started out really good. It had some really interesting episodes. It focused on some of the most popular characters. Yeah, it was kind of fan service-y. Not in Misato Katsuragi fan service, but the fact that it gave a whole episode to Potato Girl, which they knew that everyone loved Potato Girl, and so they gave her a backstory. But then once we got to the spoiler-heavy stuff, that's when the show started to go downhill a bit. This idea that everyone can turn into a Titan, now it's just, I don't know, it's gotten ridiculous. Like, it was okay when we had 2 people who could turn into Titans, but now it's like everyone can. So, you know, I half expect that Potato Girl is going to turn into like a giant potato plant or something. and that the end of the series is just going to be everyone as Titans fighting it out. And so, it's I like the show. I don't hate it as much as I once did, but it still has problems, so it could be better.
Okay. I have some comments on that, but I'll wait till I end up on getting to my Attack on Titan. So, for number six for me, this was my picks for six and five. This was really hard, and I could not decide which of these shows I wanted to put higher, but I didn't want to like do a just say, oh, they're tied. But like it was, I just kept thinking, okay, this was better about this show, but no, the other show had this that was better. So ultimately, I flipped a coin to decide what would be number six and what would be number five. So, I'm just going to list what it is for number six, and then when we get to number five, I'll go into more detail about it and keep the suspense for what show tied with it. But number six, was Lupin the Third Part 4.
Okay, there's the first big upset of this competition. So why is Lupin your number six show?
I'll get into that when I give the number five show. Because like I said, they basically tied, and I just had to randomly decide which order to put them in. So I kind of want to discuss them together when we get to that.
Okay, so this is probably the biggest surprise, is that I actually have One Piece higher than you had One Piece. So I have One Piece at number five on my list. These are the shows I love. So these are shows that I actually invest myself in, that I care about, that if someone dies in the series, it's probably going to at least make me feel something. So
don't worry, nobody dies in One Piece.
Yeah.
Well, not for a very long time. They actually do have a notable death very eventually.
I was a big fan of the Binx's Brew song, although playing it in public can kind of get some weird looks at you, which why I say that is because I put it on a CD. And then I was playing it around my family. So they're like kind of looking on like, what is this? But I like that whole arc that they had. And I don't know what part of that arc was 2016 or 2017. I can't figure out, you know, what was what. But I do know that whenever it went off the air, I sorely missed it. And I like to see it come back. I really like to watch One Piece again. I think it would be a better choice than old reruns of Cowboy Bebop. So that's my pick for number five.
Okay, yeah. Although I have heard that after this arc is a part where the anime starts really padding things out. So that's at least what I heard.
But it's still different.
True.
It's not the same thing from 25 years ago, which is what Cowboy Bebop is.
Okay, fair enough. So for number five, this one, like I said, pretty much tied with Lupin the Third, which was number six. Number five for me is Ghost in the Shell. Now, I wanted to discuss them together because so much of what's good and what's bad about them is similar. They both have some pretty likable characters. They both have some really standout great episodes. And they also have a decent number of episodes that I just thought were just kind of, I guess that happened. They're both fairly, in my view, uneven shows. But like I said, they have the same sort of strength. Even for the weaker episodes, the characters are fairly enjoyable, so I can like it that way. And even like the weak episodes are you know, at least adequate. And I just kept thinking, like I said, I kept thinking about what I want, which to put better, and every time I thought of something for Lupin the Third, I would think of something for Ghost in the shell. Like, well, loop on the third, it got some more laughs out of me. Well, but just ghosting the shell, that Tachikoma episode, and then the Tachikomas in general. Well, I mean, I think that loop on the third, you know, I understood a little better what was going on to start in ghosting the shell. But on the other hand, that was really because I had watched the previous series. Whereas if I had gone into it, I probably would have been confused. I just went back and forth. I'm sure I'll be able to say which one I thought was better once we finish with Lupin the third. But that's basically it for me. Those two were so close, I had to actually flip a coin to decide which would go above the other. So number five, Ghost in the Shell. Number six, Lupin the third.
Okay. All right. All right. Number four for me. This is really tough, but I'm going to pick JoJo's Bizarre Adventure for number four. The reason why JoJo isn't higher is because there's no female characters of any consequence in the show, and it's kind of, I don't know, it does have a lot of good things going for it, like the music, the animation, the names of the characters, has a lot of that going for it, but sometimes it can be a little too repetitive. Sometimes it's the same way of solving every single bad guy, you know, it gets a little repetitive, but it's very good, and I'm really looking forward to seeing how this arc ends. I don't know if we're halfway through or near the end or whatever, but part three has been pretty good. So
part three is divided into sort of two sub parts, and I think we're near the end of the first one. I don't know if they're of equal length. I think they are roughly, but I could be wrong. So we are about halfway through it right now, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So number four for me would be Hunter x Hunter. There were this started out pretty this year started out pretty strong. They had just, you know, this year started out kind of strong and then got pretty strong, because at the start of the year was right when they were in the martial arts thing and were learning all the convoluted stuff about Nen that never ends up actually mattering. but at least we still did get the power source and some new techniques, and after that we had the whole York New City arc, which was pretty enjoyable. Because I know you really loved that arc and didn't care for Greed Island. I think I'm kind of a little more even on it. I liked York New City and I didn't like Greed Island as much, but I don't think they're separated for me by as much as they were for you. So I think it kind of average is out to be around the same, maybe. Maybe not, because you haven't hit Hunter x Hunter yet, and I already hit it, so you have it higher than me. It was definitely enjoyable. I do think it got a little worse when it started on Greed Island, and you know the second and third introduced characters decide to depart the series basically for the rest of it. Referring, of course, to Leorio and Kurapika. But yeah, it's mostly the strength of the York New City arc, and I still did, despite some problems with it, overall enjoy Greed Island. So that gets it this high, Hunter x Hunter.
Mm-hmm. Okay, number three for me is Lupin the Third. So Lupin the Third is surprisingly very high because it's really grown on me as it's gone along. It started out just as, okay, this is on Toonami. And then it started getting more and more interesting. And I started to notice the characters had, you know, each unique things about them, and which is important. but I realized that I liked the show whenever they did that big episode on how Lupin the Third got locked away and Zenigata was keeping a close eye on him, and it really won me over when it was like Lupin is locked away in jail rotting to die, and yet he still has the upper hand on Zenigata, and that I thought was a pretty cool story. And whenever that happened, I was like, you know, this show is pretty funny. Then a couple episodes ago, it had another really funny one, and somehow I can't remember which one that was.
Are you talking about the one where Rebecca was on the train and Lupin and Zenigata had to team up to work to rescue her?
Yeah, that might have been it. I can't remember if it was that one or a different one.
Let's see what happened before that. There's the one where there's that other inspector guy who's trying to capture Lupin. And
maybe it was the train one. Okay. Yeah, I can't remember. Okay. My memory's too short. So, but in any case, Lupin is very good, and it is one of the shows I love. It comes in third place.
Okay, for me is number 3, Attack on Titan. Yes, I put Attack on Titan above Hunter x Hunter. Fight me, bro. But I did really, when I watched the first season of Attack on Titan, I wasn't really that thrilled with it. I thought it was kind of okay. And then I started reading the manga, and kind of gradually it grew on me. And so when season 2 came out, I was excited because I remember liking that part of the manga more. And it did live up to that. It had some very good points. I liked like some of the reveals we got. The pacing was, especially in the first half, a substantial improvement over the first season. Unfortunately, the second half of this season did fall back a bit, where they did things like take a background thing in one panel and make it into like seven minutes and such. And there was also some sort of weird teasing stuff they did. Like when we see the whole Ymir's big flashback about her backstory, that happened later on in the manga, at which point we understood what all of this stuff meant. Whereas here it's moved up before we get some of these reveals, so it's presenting in a totally different way, and you have no idea what any of this means. And I think that probably didn't work quite as well, but I don't know. On the whole, I did just really enjoy it, despite the sort of decreasing quality towards the end. I still thought it was pretty strong. Actually, I was originally, because I started thinking about what I would put like in first place much earlier on in the year. For a while, I was thinking it would actually be in first place, but then two other shows sort of beat it out later on. So yes, I really liked this one. I like to say I'm excited for season 3, but I'm more excited for the latter portion of season 3. The next arc I wasn't that excited about, but I really liked the one after that. And after that, the manga gets weird after the point where I think season 3 will end. Like, I can't really go into details without spoiling, but it's just, after all this really big stuff happens, it just, for like quite a while, it just cuts over these totally different characters, and we don't find out at all what happens with the main characters after all the stuff that happens. It's just really weird. But that's a very far away. So on the whole, yes, I liked Attack on Titan. That is number 3 for me.
Yeah, Attack on Titan, again, is too many problems for me to put it that high. And if what you're saying is true, I have a bad feeling that if you have problems with it, I'm going to have even more problems with it. So, that makes me nervous.
Well, so, like I said, I'm not sure if they said how long the next season will be, but if it's if it adapts the things I think it's going to, the next arc is I didn't really care for, but the arc after that is, in my opinion, the best of the entire series. So there is something to really look forward to there.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Number two, Outlaw Star. So this is really surprising to be so high because Outlaw Star, well, I didn't think it would ever be very interesting. In fact, I wasn't even planning on watching it. And then since we were going to do everything for this podcast, I decided to watch it. So anyway, started kind of slow. Then it started adding more and more characters and getting a lot more interesting. And now it's one of my most favorite things to watch every week. I like Twilight Suzuka. I like the Kotaro character. And my only problem with it is, like, why does Melfina need to be naked all the time? Like, I just don't understand that. And but other than that, I really like this series. It's probably proof that I'm more of a 90s anime guy because I like all this old stuff and the new stuff I don't really care for. So, yeah, I'm going with Outlaw Star at number two, which leaves the obvious choice for number one, but you probably figured that out already.
Okay. It was, yeah, it actually was my prediction for number one. But so for me, number two, before I get into this, I did want, well, I want to say number two was actually for quite a while. Again, I actually made a sort of tentative version of this list around September. Part of the reason was that I wanted to, you know, be able to remember what I thought then, so, you know, I could remember, oh, this is what I thought then, so that, you know, if my opinions change, I'd still be able to weigh the earlier episodes. For a while, Outlaw Star was going to be my first place pick because I really liked the early episodes, and ironically, I thought it got a little worse as it went along, whereas the show that's going to be number one, I thought, got better as it went along. Now, when I say worse as it went along, I mean relatively, because it's number two. Obviously, it's a series I enjoyed, and and what ended up as number two for me is also Outlaw Star. Yeah, I think what I just didn't really like a few of the later sort of, I guess, sort of standalone episodes. I was just kind of thinking, come on, just get on with the plot, keep going. But like I said, it's number two. I really liked this show. This is just why it lost its place as number one. I agree pretty much with what you said. It's interesting. It's also interesting because I watched this as a kid when it was on Toonami, and now it's airing it again, and uncut for that matter. Yeah. Well, I guess anyone who's been keeping track knows what our number ones are, but I guess we'll go through them. What did you pick, and why?
Okay. For number one, we have a big surprise because at number one, I have picked Dimension W. So Dimension W is my number one pick for 2017. No, I'm just joking. It's Hunter x Hunter.
You should have started out by claiming it was like Cowboy Bebop. That would have actually been a better fake out.
Hunter x Hunter had the great York New City arc. I love that arc. And if all of Hunter x Hunter was like that arc, then I think it would be a fantastic show. As it is, it's still a pretty good show, but I don't know if it's going to stay number one next year, because next year it's going to have to make it. This arc this arc isn't going to be over next year, so it's probably going to be until 2019 whenever we finally get to the conclusion of the Chimera Ant arc. We might get to the end of it. I don't think so, though. So the York New City arc was great. I probably enjoyed it more watching the first time than I did watching the dub version, because this is Hunter x Hunter is one of the few shows that I like sub better than dub. The Greed Island arc, I didn't really care for. It wasn't terrible, but it did have that stupid moment, which I have talked about too many times. Ultimately, Hunter x Hunter, you know, I don't know if it's going to stay here next year, but for 2017, it's my number one show.
Okay. All right. I looked quick. There's, I believe, around a little slight. Well, let me see. There's, I think, 58 episodes left of the Chimera Ant arc. So unless they double up multiple times and don't take any breaks, we're not going to get to the end of that next year. All right. Well, for number one for me, I know it's odd, but I had to pick Cowboy Bebop. Okay, that was my version of the joke. It's obviously JoJo's Bizarre Adventure. It's funny. Originally, like I said, I was going to put Disney in second place, but the last I just started enjoying it more and more. I thought this part three was kind of off to a bit of a slow start. And originally I actually had part two and three separated for this, but then you suggested that we just, you know, not separate them. And I looked and thought, well, my final thing is JoJo part three, number one, JoJo part two, number two. Okay. They're next to each other. I'll combine them. The last, six or eight episodes I've just really liked. I just kept picking it as my favorite show over and over. I felt more and more conspicuous about doing it, and it just cemented it had to be first for me. I was trying to figure out whether I liked part two or part three more, and originally I was thinking part two, because part three kind of is the same thing over and over. They meet a stand user, they fight, they move on, but you know, the fights are still entertaining enough, even if it is sort of formulaic, that it works for me. And when I was thinking, I was looking, well, part two, you know, it like I said, there was some more, it felt like there were less sort of fights that could be skipped. There's all this stuff, like there's this training and stuff, you know, to be better and be able to fight the Pillar Man, and there's a setup. And then I suddenly realized, wait a minute, that was the least interesting part of the show. the best parts of part two were the fights against the Pillar Men. So yeah, it kind of feels like the author just realized that and basically made the manga around that part, which made part three great and that's why it's number one for me. I just really have found myself becoming this giant fan of JoJo over this year. I am actually, there was something I was curious about. I don't know if you have an opinion, but between parts two and part three, which have you enjoyed more?
Part two, probably.
Okay. Yeah, for me, I like part three more. Originally it was part two, but as it went on, I just liked three more. So yeah, JoJo's Bizarre Adventure, number one. Yeah, well, that's all of them. I guess I can ask, this is kind of springing you on and on you, but I'm curious, do you think this year of Toonami was better or worse on the whole than the previous year?
Better. The reason why I think it was better is because, well, for one thing, there's more shows to choose from. So that definitely makes it better. The other reason is that if I go through it, there's 8 shows that I like, and there's two more that I at least care about. So ultimately, 10 shows that I feel are worth watching, as opposed to whatever there were last year, which was, 11? There's 11 total, but most of them I didn't like. So, and here's the other thing. If Parasite could make it to number 4 on my list last year, that probably tells you that it was a pretty weak year overall. Parasite could get that high. So, I think this year is the better year.
I was thinking about this when I was sort of considering how these would fit in with my choice last year, because my number 2 picks for this year, I would put ahead of of everything they aired the previous year. But on the other hand, what I thought was last place for this year, it was, in my opinion, worse than anything that aired the previous year. So I guess it evens out a little in that way. But I do think, on the whole, this had a higher number of shows, like a higher percentage of shows that I liked. I actually did briefly put together a sort of very hastily thrown together ranking of how I think would put everything together, compare them. Don't ask me for the list, because 1, I didn't save it, and 2, it was very hastily thrown together, and it just for the purpose of comparison, and then just averaged how everything ended up, and this year ended up slightly higher. So, I do think it was interesting. It'll be interesting to see what's coming next year. We've still got Outlaw Star, more JoJo, you know, my top picks.
I really hope they let us see Hunter x Hunter to its conclusion. I think they will if they've stuck with it this long. But then again, One Piece, I thought One Piece would be on forever, and One Piece just suddenly disappears. And Lupin is going to be replaced pretty soon, and I'm hoping it gets replaced with something good. I won't bet on it, but at least I hope it does. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to look right now if there's any announcements coming up on Toonami.
Yeah.
Oh, wait a minute. There seems to be something. Let's see what this thing says. If it's a video, I'll try to exit out of it. Oh, it's a video. Never mind. It's saying something about Helsing Ultimate. So Helsing Ultimate very well might be the next show on Toonami, which I've just heard things about it. I don't know much about it other than, you know, it's one of those darker shows. But that sounds actually very interesting. So,
if it is, it's a pretty short one. That's only 10. That's only 10 episodes. Ultimate so far.
Yeah, I don't know if it's going to be on Toonami or not. But
I said 11 episodes. I wasn't looking. No, these are longer than usual episodes. Like the first one, well, according to Wikipedia, is 51 minutes. The second is 43, then 47. So we're not talking half-hour episodes here. which actually makes me wonder how they'd air it, if, because you'd have to cut them up into that. So,
well, they could eliminate Cowboy Bebop and make it replace Loop on the third, move Naruto in the lineup, and then that's how they get their hour.
Let's see. I'm trying to look at this. It looks like they aired it. They aired this in the past, back in like 2014. Right. So
if that's, yeah, I'm not sure. But
okay, I guess we'll see. It might be something relatively popular, or it might be something that no one was really expecting. Like, I was not expecting like them to put on a Loop on, and then they did.
Yeah, you kept predicting My Hero Academia, which is fairly popular with my friends. I see a lot of cosplays about that, but I haven't gotten around to watching it, so I don't know how good it is. So.
Okay. I haven't really watched the anime. I have read the manga, and actually, I'm not sure how far the anime is in. I thought the most recent arc of the manga was kind of weak, but I'm sure that's like well ahead of where the anime is. Anyway, but yeah. Oh, and I forgot to mention this at the start. But just for the record, if you're wondering why we didn't discuss Black Clover, it's because it's only aired 3 episodes. It's not enough to put it in these rankings.
But I kind of get the feeling it would be higher than Tokyo Ghoul.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, I do wonder about that. Hang on. We're talking while I'm trying to look up some stuff. Let me see if I this thing. I think I saw something about Okay. Okay, so here's one. Someone was asking. Someone asked like a question on. I can't remember exactly where this was from. Where? Yeah, it was on like the Ask FM for Jason DeMarco, and someone was asking, you know, why do you pick up these shows, and it like shows like divisive shows, they say, like Black Clover, Akame ga Kill, and especially Sword Art Online, while not having shows people would really like to see, like My Hero Academia, Mob Psycho 100, The Ancient Magus Bride. I actually have never heard of The Ancient Magus Bride.
I've heard of it.
Okay,
the name supposed to be pretty good.
The name sounded familiar, but I didn't know much about it. And then he just mentions like those shows you said we straight up can't get the TV rights to. But and this was like I don't know, this was like 2 weeks ago or something. So pretty recently, which indicates that like they. It basically indicates that we shouldn't be holding our breath for My Hero Academia. Or who knows, maybe he says that, but they actually were in the discussions to have it, and he just couldn't admit it at the time. Who knows? We'll find out. But yes, I do think this was, on the whole, a better year of Toonami than the previous one, and if we're lucky, the next year will be better still. I guess that's we just went through anything. Did you have anything else to say?
Yeah, I had to say that I've seen the new Star Wars movie twice. It sucked both times, and while there were a couple of good characters, which I won't spoil who I liked yet, you can probably guess who I liked, maybe. But yeah, it's not a very good movie. Just like episode 7 wasn't very good. So, had a lot of problems. A lot of problems.
Is just saying who the characters you liked, like just saying their names a spoiler, or?
No, I can say them. I like Rose and Finn. Okay. Rose and Finn are my favorite characters. Okay. So,
Because I remember reading, I read a few things about them, and I read that a lot of people thought that Finn's plot in the movie was kind of pointless.
It was pointless.
Okay.
It was. I won't deny that. It was pointless. I like this character. Okay. But he got pretty much shafted, okay. You know.
Well, in terms of more positive movie reviews, I actually did see that new Jumanji movie, and it's actually pretty good. I originally was kind of dismissed it, but I saw that it got some decent reviews, and I thought, well, might as well check it out. And I went, and it was a pretty enjoyable movie. It's just a fun movie. There's not really that much else to say about it. There's some good jokes. The action is decent. I like to say the actors, because if you've seen like the trailer, you know the gimmick is that the like some real life people end up getting sucked into this video game version of Jumanji, in which they're in which they become the characters in it. So all of a sudden they're they look totally different. Like the nerdy guy becomes Dwayne the Rock Johnson, and I can't remember the other actors' names, but what was impressive, I thought, was they all did legitimately come across as like these other character, as like those kids in there. Like I thought that was actually pretty impressive on their parts. Like I said, I can't really say that much about it. It's just a fun movie. You're not really going to get any surprises along the way. Most likely, a lot of the things are pretty predictable. The character arcs are pretty predictable, although I will give them some credit for including them. But on the whole, I just thought it was a pretty fun movie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, that's great. And I guess, since I won't be talking to you until sometime in January, I'll wish you a happy new year. Mm-hmm. This year was a good year for me. So, hopefully next year will also be good. So, happy new year, and see you then.
Yep. See you all. Well, we're not going to have an episode next week because, it's another break, but we'll be back we should be back the week after that for when Toonami returns to continue covering it.